This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. Two patients of mine recently died of cancer. Both were smart, well-educated, and both had strong preferences about where they wished to die. One wished to die at home, where he could receive high-quality care that would keep him pain-free while being surrounded by his family, his garden, and the place that he felt most at peace, his house. The other one also wanted a pain-free death, but she worried about contaminating her home with memories of her death for her family. She didn't want to burden her family with the work and suffering of her death. In America, end-of-life care has improved remarkably over the past 20 years, following the publication of a major research study called the SUPPORT Study, but there's still a very long way to go. How and where we die becomes increasingly important as our population ages. In several national surveys, nearly two-thirds of people stated that they would like to die at home. But we have no idea whether they understand what a home death really means. As the medical journal the BMJ points out, rarely do surveys offer people the choice of "it depends" whether or not they want to die at home. Also, surveys that include young, healthy people may not accurately predict how they will feel when they are confronted with a terminal illness. More important than where one dies is to have the medical community engage far sooner with palliative care experts. This can be a difficult conversation, but it's necessary and is often welcomed by the patient. One of my patients was offered palliative care only 2 weeks before her death. While the palliative care provided in his house was amazing, the patient and his family could have certainly benefited from palliative care offered months sooner. The other patient of mine was offered palliative care just 72 hours before her death. Why? Well, the specialist explained that if he had suggested palliative care any sooner, his patient would have felt the team was giving up on her. She died without many of the benefits of symptom control, spiritual support, and family counseling. For the foreseeable future, many people will continue to die in hospitals, either because they need specialized hospital care, because they have no suitable home in which to die, or because they have been offered no other option. Families can also play a major role in the decision. Many families feel unable or unwilling to accept the heavy burden of caring for a dying loved one. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that those in the hospital have to die an inferior death. Hospitals can become places where, at the appropriate time, care supersedes cure. But this will require new approaches, new goals, and perhaps new skills for health providers. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.